Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Pesach Daily Call. This is Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, filling in for Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Chamishi, the third day of the month of Tammuz. On behalf of the OU, it's my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi David Kaplan of Congregation Ohev Tzedek in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Kaplan's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Prakim Kaf, Kuf Kaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which we will say together in both Hebrew and English. This will be followed by the Mishnah Berach for Chayalim, and we will conclude with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, at which point Rabbi Kaplan will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. That's ou.org/Tehillim Call. And now, bekavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kaplan.
Thank you, Rabbi. I appreciate the introduction, and thank you again for the schus, for the merit of addressing this wonderful, wonderful Olam. I appreciate it. I'd like to talk about bridging the divide. We live in a world today, and we feel this, we sense it, that is divided on almost unprecedented terms. We feel both in America and in Eretz Yisrael and Israel, that division, even pre-October 7th, it was judicial reform, which was a toxic divide within Israel. And post-October 7th, a Haredi issue with the draft that is tearing the country apart. And in America, we have never been more divided. So I'd like to hone in on something from this week's Parsha, Parshas Korach, which perhaps will be something that if we as individuals take upon ourselves, perhaps we can start to heal the divide. We live in a world of machlokas division, and Korach, our Parsha's namesake, is paradigmatic of division. We're told in Pirkei Avos and the Ethics of Our Fathers and Perek Amishi in the fifth chapter, that a machlokas, any type of argument that is not l'shem shamayim, that is not for the sake of heaven, this is a machlokas Korach v'ladaso. This is what Korach and all of his assembly, his followers, thought to seed the seeds of dissension versus Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, and of course, Aharon HaKohen. The part that he really wanted, to be Kohen Gadol, to be the high priest. Let's examine what happened. Korach cloaked himself as a man of the people. All the Jewish people are holy, Moshe and Aaron. Kulam Kedoshim. If they're all holy, we don't need you extending that holiness. Why did you elevate yourself above the rest of the Jewish people? Moses was shattered. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God, we need to make an example of Korach. For if in this generation there are questions about nepotism and they are not addressed with absolute and ambiguous responses, then it could destroy the Jewish people and the future of our Torah. And he challenges Korach and his minions. And it's a lunatic challenge. He says, okay, if you're so sure that God has not selected Aaron, and that some nepotism involved in his appointment as the Kohen Gadol, as a high priest, then do this. Tomorrow, bring the Ketoreth, the incense, you and your followers, 250 men. And if you bring it, remember something. Only one person is going to walk away unscathed. Hu HaKadosh, one person. The rabbis say, what is entering the mind of Korach? He's a smart guy. He's a pikeach. What's going on? So the rabbis explained that Korach had inside information. He knew that one of the horses in the race, you know, was lame, and he could place his bets on himself. But what did he see? He saw that he was destined to have children, wonderful children, including Shmuel HaNavi, the great prophet Samuel, would descend from his genetics. So he thought, Korach did, oh, well, I have a guarantee of survival. And he didn't, of course, inform the other 249 of his cohorts that maybe they should cease and desist and not enter into this lunatic challenge. But he went in. And the rabbis asked, well, what happened? I mean, it's true. Samuel, Shmo HaNavi, descends from Korach. Well, how was that possible when he was immolated, he and the 250? How did that happen? So the rabbis explain, Lo Ra Yafe, that poor Korach did not see the vision of the future 100% correctly. And he didn't anticipate that he would not survive, but that his sons, the B'nai Korach, his children, would survive. They would live another day. And they would be the ones who gave birth ultimately to Samuel. So how did this happen? How did the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korach, survive when they were part and parcel of the revolution, the rebellion against Moses and Aaron? How did that happen? But rabbis hone in on one incredible little event. They bought in to everything their father was doing. But when they saw Moses and they realized the enormity of his anivus, of his humility, and that this couldn't be a Moses who would select himself as the de facto king and his brother Aaron as the Kohen, because out of his humility, it would never enter his mind. And they had questions. They started to enter their mind. And they had a hirhor. They have little thoughts of repentance. And when Moses walks by, they're torn. What do we do? There's a biblical requirement to stand before Moshe. He's Moses, our teacher, our Rebbe. How can we not? But to stand for Moses is to disrespect their father, Korach. They stood, honored Moses. And in that one moment, one little moment, it became a reentry point for the possibility, the potentiality for return, for teshuva. And that was the moment that they brought themselves back from the abyss. It's stunning because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, has to build a little ledge literally over the pit of the abyss, over the pit of Gehenna itself, to save the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korach, from getting sucked into the bowels of the earth along with everyone else. While they're on that ledge, they compose multiple tehillim, some beautiful psalms, one of which you're very familiar with, because before we blow shofar on the day of redemption to awaken ourselves from our slumber and to effect teshuvah, we say, L'manetzeh livnei Korach mizmor, that the conductor written by the sons of Korach, and we say it seven times before we blow shofar. It's the ultimate moment of redemption for us individually and for the Jewish people. And I truly believe we can affect change in our world, but it has to be one individual at a time. It's not realistic to think it's going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen collectively necessarily. But if we can work on ourselves, if we can find our own reentry point, heal the wounds, and if we could perhaps emulate the B'nai Korach, the children of Korach, to be mechabed each other, show a little more love and respect one to another. We can disagree. We can have fundamental issues in politics, in sports. You know, you're a Yankee fan and I'm a Red Sox fan. You know what? At the end of the day, we both share a love of baseball that unites us. And if we can be mechabed each other, if we can show that children of Korach-like honor that they bestowed upon Moses, if we can ascribe that kavod one to the other, then for ourselves personally, and if we build upon that, perhaps for our country, for the B'nai Israel of Israel and abroad, we can start to heal and bridge the divide. B'mei Rabbi Amenim, may we be Zoka, feel the inspirational moment of the B'nai Korach, and to return from the abyss to bridge the divide. We are now going to say some Tehillim, some Psalms, beginning with Psalm number 20. L'manetzeh mizmor l'David. I'm going to say the psalm straight through. Psalm 20, Chaf. L'manetzeh mizmor l'David, ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzarah, yisaged ha'shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisadeko, yizkor kol minchosecho, v'yolach becho yirashenes delo, yiten lecha chilabavecho, Adonai,
כל מי שלוש דחו. אתה ידעתי כי יושיע אדם המשיכו, ינהו משמי קדשו בגבורות, יש ימינהו, אלה ורכב, אלה וסוסים. ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, הם הקרו ונפלו. ואנחנו קמנו ונסודד, אדוני הושיע המלך יעננו ויום קורנו.
Psalm 121, Kuf Chaf Aleph.
Shir l'malos, esayinai, el'harim e'ayin yavo ezri, ezrim im Adonai, osei shamayim vo'avet, ayitein l'matrak lecho, al yanum shomerecho, hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisroel, Adonai shomerecho, Adonai filcha al yadiminecho, Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareyach v'laylo, Adonai yishmar chami kora, yishmar es nafshecho, Adonai yishmar tzeisach avoecha, me'ata v'yad olam.
And Psalm 130, Kuf Lamed.
Shir hamalos mimam akim kerasicho Adonai, Adonai shima v'koli, tiyeno aznecho kashivos v'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmar yo, Adonai mi yamod. Im cha ha-slicha, leman tivarehi. Ivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi, velivaro ha-chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim la-boker, shamerim la-boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, im Adonai ha-chesed v'harbei mos v'dus. V'hu yivtes Yisrael.
And now the Achenu, first in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu kol beis Yisroel,
hanesinim betaro v'ashiv yo, omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasho, amakom yirachem aleihem, yasei mitzar levachom, yasei lo ra, umishibiluk ve'ula, hashta, ba'gala uvizman karihi, v'namar amein.
As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Prayer for the members of the Chayalim, the Chayalei Tzvar Hagana Yisrael of the Israel Defense Forces. Mi Sheberach Avasenu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzvar Hagana Yisrael. Anshei kochos habitachon, ba'amdim al mishmar arzenu ba'arei Eloheinu, migvul halavanon ba'ad mibar mitraim, in amin yam hagadol, al levoha rabab, v'chol makam shehem, ba'yabasha ba'avir uvayam. Yitein Adonai yisavenu hakamim aleinu, nikafim lifneham. Hakadosh baruch hu, yishmar v'yatzil v'schayelenu mikol tzara v'tzuka, mikol nega machala, v'yishlach bracha v'yatzlacha, v'chol ma'asei yideham. Yad ber tzoneinu tachtehem, Yatrem Bekesu Yeshua Ubateras Nisafon. The Kuyam Bahem Akasu, Yadunay Elohim Halechem Achem Lilachem Lachem Imaizetem, Lo Shia Achem, the Namar Amen. And lastly, Mishaberach for the Cholim. We'll have a pause. Please insert the names of your loved ones if you have access to the mother. That would be ideal. Mishaberach Abasenu, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe Aharon, David Shlomo, Uyivareth, the Rapa Esopolim, S.
Bavur Shanatu Mispalolim Bavuram. Yisrazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachmim Aleihem, Lachimam, Rapasam, Lachizikam, Lachayosam, Yishlach Lahem, Mehira, Rufua Shlema Min HaShemayim, Bechol Vareihem, Bechol Gideim, Besoch Shar Kol Yisrael, Rufua Senefesh, Rufua Saguf, Hashta, Ba'agala, Uvizman Kariv, Benamar Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Kaplan. We look forward to having you back on the program again very soon. Natalie will be back, God willing, on Monday. I would like to also thank our colleague, Rebecca Levy, for all of her help in coordinating the call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 Eastern Time. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.